Planned Parenthood, 100 years later. Our topic today with Brad Mattis from the Life Issues Institute. Lifeissues.org is the website. Lifeissues.org. Brad, just before we pick up our first call, I think it's interesting to point out that despite all this crowing that's going about here in the last 24 hours or so from Barack Obama, from Hillary Clinton, from Planned Parenthood themselves, we understand that the number of Planned Parenthood centers have dropped from about 850 down to 650. That's a remarkable decrease.
Yeah, but I wouldn't consider that a big victory. Jim, because as I pointed out earlier, and since 05, they've built 22 mega facilities. And the number of abortions that Planned Parenthood is doing is increasing. It's not decreasing. What they're doing is getting a corner on the abortion industry market, and we need to be very concerned that they're expanding their territory, not diminishing it.
Our number, 800-733-9829. Michael is calling from Pensacola, Florida. Michael, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I just would like to say that I'm 1,000% against abortion, but I would like to know, what do these people use these baby parts for?
Brad, what do they use the baby parts for that they've harvested at these abortion centers?
Oh, those are used for experimentation largely. They do research on autoimmune medication. They use them for testing various drugs. It's a very Frankenstein-type approach to using human bodies for market purposes, economic gain. We've seen it in a variety of issues. A lot of hospital, university laboratories are using them. It's happening in our neighborhoods, and we don't even realize it.
Thanks for the call here. 800-733-9829 is our number. Fred, you're on the air.
Yes. Are you folks familiar that hospitals are now doing abortions in-house as well? And I wanted to comment on Ma'afa 2-1, that program that was put out by Planned or Life League.
Yeah, Life Dynamics.
Okay, and in there they had Clement J. Zablocki, the guy whose name is on a public school, a public library, and the VA center here, and he said on the Moffitt disc that the United States should send in troops into the African area and wipe out all the weeds. And then he changed his mind on the disc where it was quoted. He said, no, we should send in the United Nations troops to get rid of them so that it won't look like we're doing it.
Wow. Very, very troubling, Brad.
I'm not able to hear the caller, so you'll have to explain what was asked.
Okay. I'm not sure why that is happening here. But the caller was just saying, number one, are you familiar about the hospitals that are involved in doing abortions?
Yes, and because of the chemical abortion pill, RU-46, more and more hospitals are quietly, secretly being involved with abortion. And that's why we as a community need to be aware and constantly on the lookout, inquiring with hospitals if they provide those services.
And then you were also saying in regard to Zablocki, as far as a statement, Brad, you're familiar with Ma'afa 21, is that correct?
Oh, yes, yes. We know the film well. We've been promoting it, highly promoting it over the years. It's a very documented presentation of the racist history of Planned Parenthood and how they're targeting minorities.
Does that take care of your question here, Brad?
Well, I was wondering if he was aware about the Zablocki comments because he wanted to eliminate the sort of black people in Africa, and then he said not our troops but send in the United Nations. So it's still a way to get rid of people.
The Zablocki comments about getting rid of the black people, Brad, on Ma'afa 21.
There are comments about getting rid of black people, yes. So that's well documented in the program. I would recommend people, review that program. They can get it through us here at lifeissues.org on our website. It's just an extremely well-documented piece. I'm not exactly certain of what the question was, but I highly recommend it.
Thank you for the call here today. We're going to pick up our next call, and we're going to work on that little technical aspect here as well and try and get that taken care of. Let's go next to Brian, who is calling from Hartford. And, Brian, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. You know, I can't believe folks that want to support Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, or I don't even mean to get political, but, you know, they want unrestricted abortion. I mean, you look at that law in Texas where that lady stood for, like, how many hours, and then there's people chanting Satan on the floor. They want unrestricted abortion a day before the baby comes out of the birth canal. I mean, I can't believe that we would overlook this, you know?
Yeah.
As Christians, whether they're Republican or Democrat, it don't matter. So I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Brad, let me ask you this. Are you finding there is a difference? You said a Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. Is there a difference in the platforms that the parties are supporting right now?
Oh, very much so, and I'm glad you asked that question. On our website, I've isolated the party planks for the Republicans and Democrats on the life issues. And if you go there and click on the page that says 2016, a call to action, we have those in downloadable and printable, emailable forms that compares their stand on abortion, their stand on euthanasia, their stand on the Supreme Court, and funding of abortion and whatnot. I believe we have about 7 different categories.
Let's go to our next caller. We have, that would be Patricia is calling next from New Mexico. Patricia, you are on the air.
Yes, sir. My question is, is Planned Parenthood and the Life organizations still pushing for abortion in the case of rape? The reason I ask that question is I was a victim of rape and I became pregnant as a result. I gave up my son for adoption, and I located him when he was 35, and he is a wonderful person, and I just think that it's a shame that people are aborting children just because the mother was raped.
What about the issue of rape, Brad?
Well, that's a good question. Many well-meaning Christians feel that we can look the other way on abortion when it comes to rape and incest. But let's stop to think of the victims in this situation. When a rape occurs, it's a horrible crime, a violent crime, and the victims are the mother and any baby that results. We really should not give the death sentence to an innocent baby. That child is not guilty for the crime of the father that's committed in that violent act. The baby is very much a victim. And also, I've talked to several women who have been pregnant as a result of rape. And those that chose life, not one of them, Jim, told me that they regretted choosing life. But I've spoken to some who chose abortion and have regretted it. And those women have told me the act of abortion was very similar to a physical rape twice. Mm-hmm. And we cannot expect another violent act to undo the first violent act. And also, that baby is very much their own. And those women who chose life for their babies are very pleased they did. Plus, if raising that child is going to be an issue for the mother, she has the loving option of adoption. She can place that child in the arms of a loving family who are just waiting to care for that child.
We're going to our next call here, and that is Steve in Florida. Steve, you are on the air.
Thank you, Jim. I wanted to remind the audience also that human diploid tissue and human lung tissue from aborted babies is used in at least 11 Merck vaccines. The vaccine inserts can be viewed on the Internet for anyone. A doctor friend of mine, of my many friends who are doctors, showed me to my own face, to my own eyes, a Merck vaccine insert and pointed to the paragraph where it showed human diploid tissue, human lung tissue, etc. So I would encourage your audience to be very sure of what they're doing when they're getting a vaccine from any of the pharmaceutical companies, especially Merck, because I believe we'll answer to Christ if we allow ourselves to be vaccinated with a vaccine that contains murdered babies' tissues.
Thank you for the call here. Brad, he's asking about vaccines, certain vaccinations with aborted babies and tissue in those.
Yeah, that's a tough issue to deal with. Years ago, when they started some of those vaccines, they did so with tissue from a baby that had been aborted. It's been a few generations back. It's my understanding now that they are able to replicate vaccines without using those generations of cells, and we are constantly putting pressure on companies to pursue that, and we understand that that's being done. I couldn't speak to the most recent status of that, however.
Let's go to our next caller, which is Inez calling in from Butler. And Inez, you're on the air. Hello, Inez. Okay, we're going to Ellen in St. Francis. Make sure you're listening to me, not over the air, folks. Ellen in St. Francis, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to make a comment about the pill and how it works in three different ways, of one, preventing ovulation, two, changing the woman's mucus, and three, changing the uterine lining, which can cause an abortion, and I don't think a lot of people know that. And I also wanted to talk about how Planned Parenthood never acknowledges the link between being on contraception or having an abortion and high increase in breast cancer. And I'll wait off the air and just listen to your comments.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
I heard that one. The caller finally got through. So, yes, every form of hormonal contraception has an abortifacient aspect to it. So if a very early abortion is a concern for yours, you should really look into this. And we have additional information on lifeissues.org on that. Yet the three mechanisms are that it suppresses ovulation. If there's breakthrough ovulation, it thickens the mucus in the cervix to keep the sperm from penetrating. But if that happens, the sperm gets in, then it affects the endometrium, or the lining of the womb, which thins it out, makes it hostile to an implanting human embryo, which is an abortion. Now, as to the connection between hormonal contraception and breast cancer and abortion and contraception, abortion and breast cancer, yes, there is a link. If you look at the research, the own printed materials on the various forms of hormonal contraception that I did when I researched this topic, they pretty much all say that it has known to cause certain kinds of cancer. And they try to be as vague as possible, but yes. Now let's talk about abortion specifically. When a woman becomes pregnant and she hasn't had a child before, the tissue in her breast changes from undifferentiated cells to differentiated cells, which means they become milk-producing cells. And they do so very quickly. So these cells are dividing and growing very rapidly, and that's when they're most susceptible to cancer. And if a woman has an abortion prior to 32 weeks gestation, then those cells, that tissue in her breast, are more or less frozen in that vulnerable state. Now, if she has a second or third abortion, that just compounds the problem. We have details and documentation on our website regarding this. It's well documented, and it's not debated that having a child provides some protection, so it's common sense that aborting a child would aggravate that.
We'll be back in 1 minute. Our number to crosstalk, we've got a couple open lines again, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. We'll be right back.